Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first album review for today, Jazz Sabbath by Jazz Sabbath. This is on the Black Lake label and it gets 5++ stars out of 5. I've been hearing about this for a year now on the Tony Iommi Facebook fan site, thinking Black Sabbath songs is piano jazz. That's just stupid. Curiosity got the better of me, and I bought the EP on iTunes a couple of days ago, and I can't stop listening to it. This feels like a pair of soundtracks that I adore. Rolf Kent's score for Sideways and the Vince Guaraldi Trio's work on the Charlie Brown Christmas TV special back in 65. Jazz Sabbath should be in every fan's collection. Key cut, Iron Man. It's Jazz Sabbath on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast. Thank you. That was Jazz Sabbath, the brainchild of Sabbath keyboard player Adam Wakeman with Iron Man. Moving on to review number 2, The Day Deserved by Doug Hoekstra. It's on Drop Autumn Records and it gets 4 stars out of 5. Doug Hoekstra is a Chicago-bred, Nashville-based poet, songwriter, performer, and this is his 9th CD. The Day Deserved, his first album in over a decade, is a diverse collection of songs. Lyrically, they're character-based and reflective of these days and our times. It's not the kind of album I'll listen to every day, but there will be times when I will need its solace, comfort, and changing the way I think about things. Key cut, Late Night Ramble. Here's Doug Hoekstra on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast. Thank you.
She made the sign of the cross. The radio filled with static. Somewhere a child was lost. In a field of maiden grass. Confidence at last forever, and only later resonate. At home at night in darkness, the blade catches candlelight. A couple go to bed and try. This coach is deep enough to feel any kind of feeling that isn't mindless and numb. Late night ramble.
Off of The Day Deserved, that was Doug Hoekstra with Late Night Ramble. Moving on, my third review for today, Spider in My Stew by Bob Coratore and Friends. This is on the Vizstone label, and it gets 5 stars out of 5. As someone who wrote radio advertising for over 20 years, there are certain cliches that give me the willies. Handcrafted, deals, and homestyle being among them. One that really gets under my fingernails is authentic. Having said that, though, I can't think of a better word to describe Spider in My Stew than as an authentic old-timey blues experience of the tallest order. Bob Coratore and Friends have created something for the ages here, low down and nasty in the very best possible way. Key cut, Sleeping with the Blues. Here are Bob Coratore and Friends on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
I woke up this morning and I was crying. The woman that I love, she been lying. She didn't come home last night. She wouldn't call me on the phone. I was pacing the floor all night long. But last night I was sleeping with the blues. Yes, I was. Oh, yes, I was. Went down to the breakfast table. I couldn't eat a bite. Kept thinking about who was holding my woman tight last night. Oh, I thought maybe we could talk it over. Lord, I guess she had other plans. But last night, I was sleeping. Oh, I was sleeping with the blues.
Sleeping.
Oh, yes, I was. Look here, not a blues. anytime. You can be rich, Lord, you can be poor. You can have fortune, you can have pain. The blues will come in your life and change everything. Oh, I wish my woman would please come back home, so we could talk it over, and I won't be all alone. Now I realize I could have done a little better, but in every relationship there's gonna be some stormy weather. But look here, but last night, oh, I was sleeping with the blues. Somebody need to hear me out there. Lord have mercy.
Sleeping
last night. Oh, I was sleeping.
Sleeping
with the blues. Yes, I would. It get lonely sometimes. You gotta sleep all by yourself. Sleeping. Tired of sleeping with the blues. Oh, yes, I am. I was sleeping with the blues. Let me tell you about it.
From Spider in My Stew, that's Bob Coratore and friends with Sleeping with the Blues. Moving on to my next review, Heat Wave the Deluxe Edition from Thunder Mother. This is on AFM and it gets 5++ stars out of 5. This is the deluxe reissue of a record that the band put out last summer. Thunder Mother are a Swedish all-girl rock band that play riff-tastic AC/DC-style rock and roll. When I reviewed the original release last August, I called it a real grab-you-by-the-nuts rock and roll album, and that still holds true. And this deluxe edition is bolstered by 10 previously unreleased tracks. Songs I've not heard before, including acoustic versions of some of the tunes on the original album, plus live stuff too. Couple of key cuts for you here from Disc 1, Into the Mud, and from Disc 2, I'm going to play the acoustic version of Dog from Hell. Here's Thunder Mother on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Yeah! We'll be right back.
Songs for you there from the deluxe edition of Heat Wave by Thunder Mother, Dog from Hell, the acoustic version, and Into the Mud. My final review for today, No Offense, Never Mind, Sorry by Pilgrim. This is on Horton Records, and it gets 4 stars out of 5. No, this isn't a Canadian album, smartass. Pilgrim, led by Bo Robertson, is from Tulsa, Oklahoma. No Offense is emblematic of the Tulsa sound, a laid-back mix of country and folk with a blues sensibility. Redemption, betrayal, loss, and love, it's all here. This isn't country, not really, but that vibe is all over the album. If you have the ear and the heart for engaging stories well told, this is very worth your while. Key cut, Rodeo Man. Here's Pilgrim on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Thank you.
That was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.